Imagine Dragons, it's called Enemy, 105.5 Hits FM. I'm Angela here with you in the morning. We've got a special guest in the studio right now. This is Julie Thayer. She is the author of Reclaimed, a transformative yoga and self-care guide for women's empowered healing. Welcome, Julie. How are you?
I am wonderful, Angela. Thank you so much for having me in this morning.
As soon as you walked in, the energy was so, so good. I know my good friend Dan Pollard, who you might know as well.
I do indeed.
Yeah, he does our afternoon show. He's a big energy guy. He'll say that, you know, as soon as you meet someone, you get a really good feel for who they are. And, you know, especially with the content of your book, I feel like the energy is just perfect for what we have to talk about this morning.
So, amazing.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about. Your book, for one, hit number one on Amazon in 30 categories. Can we talk? That's incredible.
Yes. Nobody was more surprised than I was. I've been very fortunate. I worked with an incredible book coach out of Australia. Her name is Emma Hamlin. She also helped me self-publish the book as well. She's from Changemakers Press. And she just set me up for success, in my opinion. She really helped me hone in on what my message was, how it is that I choose to show up in service to the world relative to the gifts that I possess, which have been, you know, hard earned. I certainly walk my talk. And again, Emma just really helped me hone in on, you know, who is it that I'm showing up for to serve.
She kind of shepherded you with your book in a way.
She really did. She's a remarkable, remarkable human being. I am ever so grateful to her. We connected. I wrote a chapter in a book called Changemakers, and that's how we originally connected. That was my sort of first official published piece, and the experience with her was so incredible that when I knew that I was going to write this solo book, I knew she was the person to guide me.
It's so good to have someone like that. Do you have like a whole paragraph in the back dedicated to her?
You know what? I definitely have. There should be, but you know, you're always having to curtail words, right? And everything. So I found like with Emma, there absolutely is an acknowledgement of her that is just concise and exactly who she is and what she's meant to me in my own personal journey, not just in writing, but also helping support and facilitate my own personal healing journey.
Which we're going to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. But we're going to get at the end, we're going to talk about your book launch and your event at Banjo Amazing. Cider. We love Banjo. But let's talk about who your target audience is for this book, because it's for women's empowered healing. Would you say it's exclusively for women, women of all ages? How would you speak to that?
You know, I think at the end of the day, for myself, my, you know, my personal mandate, my manifesto is absolutely to show up for humanity. We all struggle, men, women alike, or however it is we identify. Life is difficult. It is hard. It is a bittersweet experience. And we don't really get handed a handbook as to how to navigate the ebb and flow of life and be able to meet, you know, not just the good stuff, but the tough stuff in life. So, for me, absolutely. Now, I honed in specifically on women. I work with women in my mastery programs, and I speak to that only in that as a woman, I feel it is very relatable. And there are experiences, we as women, how we choose to move through life, how we show up, how in general our gifts are, you know, to really, in essence, be the nourishers on this planet, the nurturers. You know, we tend to lead through our hearts, and we tend to be, and this is general, right? These are general observations. We tend to move through the world much more empathically, with a sensitivity to the world around us. And I really believe that that is fundamentally the gift of women. And for us to be able to truly step into our authentic selves, to step out into the world and confidently own that ability to nurture and nourish a world that's very much in need. So the book itself and the women that I work with, who in essence have inspired very much the content of the book, you know, certainly my own personal experience has, but it's been the growth and the healing that I've been able to move through, and then to be able to show up and walk with people in their journey. So, you know, my role isn't to, you know, to show up and fix anything for anybody, right? And the book is not just, is not that. It's not here, read this and it's going to fix you. The whole idea is empowerment and approaching each individual as a whole being. And that we're not just these physical entities and we're not just over here as mental, emotional beings. That, in fact, those two things are highly integrated. We all have mental health. We all have physical health. And together, that compromises our whole health. And so the whole approach is through yoga and self-care strategies that I myself have utilized daily to really facilitate daily habits of wellness that allow us to step into feel good living consistently, so that when the tough stuff hits us, when it in essence pulls the carpet out from under us, we have a capacity and a grace to meet it, because as we navigate life, we are practicing daily habits of wellness that fill up our self-care bucket and allow us to, again, consistently meet what's in front of us. And we never know what that's going to be. And life hurts and it's hard. And, you know, women certainly navigate certain struggles as they, you know, we attempt to wear all of the hats, right? And, you know, many getting sandwiched in between, you know, caregiving and nurturing elderly parents and still, you know, raising, you know, teenagers and young adults as they're, you know, moving into their experience of life and, you know, trying to show up as a partner in life, trying to show up as the parent, trying to show up as the caregiver, you know, and not to mention the work hat as well, right? And if we're not keeping our fingers on the pulse of our well-being, and we kind of let that, like the life layer upon us, and we get further apart from home within us, right? Mm-hmm. That center of stability, that center of knowing and inner wisdom and so on. When life happens in front of us, we may not necessarily have the energy to draw upon to meet it. And so what oftentimes happens is illness presents itself, right? Be it physically or mentally, emotionally. And, you know, and then we wonder, because in the beginning, they're little whispers, right? Our body is highly communicative. It tells us, you know, it will send us messages, hey, something's not in balance here. But oftentimes the decision is, and not just for men, for women, for human beings in general, relative to the society we live in, we just keep soldiering on, keep going, don't stop, do more, mm-hmm. do it harder, be stronger. And although that may serve us in the short term, it certainly doesn't perhaps serve us in the long term. And eventually those whispers, if we're not paying attention, get louder and louder and louder.
It's true.
And then eventually you're sidelined, like literally your physicality, your mental, emotional being.
Burnout,
mm-hmm. you know, chronic pain, anxiety, depression. We are then sidelined and we're literally forced to deal with the tough stuff. And it's harder then to draw ourselves back.
So true. So true. So I think that really hits at what I was going to ask next. You know, like, how do you hope people are transformed by this book? Is it the mind-body connection aspect?
Yeah. Like, I think for me, the whole idea, again, is about empowerment and, you know, creating. I speak to what I've crafted is called the three pillars of pain-free living. And it's funny, you know, in the beginning, that was sort of, you know, the three pillars of pain-free living. Now I actually speak to it more as the three pillars of feel-good living. They're very interchangeable. Pain is a reality of our lives. And in general, it's very difficult to reach a pain-free state in all the layers of your being, because life's always happening. We're always responding. We're always experiencing loss, grief, pain. It's just an aspect of the human experience. And, you know, but again, what happens is we kind of get sucked into the vortex and we just keep doing and doing and doing and striving and, you know, based upon what we think is most important and what's in front of us. And, you know, my whole idea is the three pillars of pain-free living is just really settling into that place of authentic awareness with yourself. So awareness on a daily basis. These are the daily habits of wellness. How am I feeling today in all the layers of my being? Waking up, acknowledging that first breath that you take, right? How often do we just blow through that first breath of our day well, that first breath of the day is the gift of a new day, right? So truly being grateful that, you know, we have this opportunity to breathe and be again today. And so the rest of it's just icing on the cake, right? You know, and so settling into that place of awareness, keeping your fingers on the pulse of what that experience is in your physical body, in your mental, emotional being, so that it doesn't evolve and morph into something that is so big and so challenging that, again, it sidelines you and you are having to really do the hard work to navigate and move yourself through that and find that purpose, that sense of joy in life. So the whole idea, authentic awareness, then we have compassionate connection. We need to be compassionate with ourselves. We need to hold space for the idea that we are perfectly imperfect beings. And yet so often through media and, you know, just the values that are sort of spoken to on a daily basis make us feel like it's about striving for perfection and we have to be perfect at everything we do. Well, we are perfectly imperfect human beings, and that's kind of the gift. If we were all perfect, 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 walking around being perfect, 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 it would be a pretty boring, uninteresting world. It's sort of the imperfections, the differences amongst us all that make us interesting, that allow us to really, once we get really deeply connected with ourselves, connect to our purpose, our passion, we can then begin to step out into the world from that very full place, that place of capacity, and begin to shine and serve, right? And we're all here. I really, truly believe we are all here for that purpose, that every single one of us is born with magic in us. We are here to step into this world, to this experience, and we, in essence, almost have a responsibility to do so. Once we identify, you know, what is it that flows through me, that lights me up, that's that fire in my belly, and we start to really intentionally pursue that, we then open up this whole new world to ourselves where we actually are here to make a difference, to love each other through, to walk each other through the very difficult times. There's not one person on this planet, regardless of how successful they may be and how we define success, that doesn't face struggle in life. It's so common, and yet it's something we kind of put under the carpet. We choose not to discuss as openly. And so I think for myself, one of the things you ask the question, what is it? I really just wish for people to feel that sense of empowerment, that they can step into themselves and know that everything that they need, literally everything that we need, is within us. And if we choose to go inward and really become aware of that place and space within us, to compassionately connect to it, to accept ourselves as we are, enough in this moment. And then through that compassionate connection, then we can begin to take what I call is aligned action. Action that actually compels us in the direction we wish to go. So it's not just mindless living. We're literally living intentionally on a daily basis, moment to moment, present moment. We hear so much discussion around present moment. You know, this is the only moment, present moment, that we literally have any effect over, right? The only one where we can intentionally make decisions that compel us in a particular direction. So the whole idea is empowerment. The skills to really step into ownership of one's own experience in life and to be able to meet the ups and downs with grace, with capacity, with a whole lot of love. And if we lead by that example, we then hold space for others to do the same. Then we can start having a real conversation around what is this experience of life and not just all the good, juicy bits that are really easy. It's really easy to show up in those moments. It's not so easy to show up when it's hard. And how do we show up and support when it's hard, right? We all have this idea that somehow we need to show up and fix. Mm. And really, at the end of the day, we simply need to show up and, you know, walk with each other. You know, Ram Dass has this beautiful quotation. It's one of my favorites, is that we're all just walking each other home.
Yeah.
My intention is to be part of that process. When I work with the women that I work with through masteries and one-on-one, the whole idea is that we're just walking each other home. And as I walk with my clients, I too derive the benefit of that. I heal, I grow as well.
Absolutely. I want to speak to, as you were kind of alluding to, the darker moments of life. Mm-hmm. What would you tell to someone, you know, who's maybe walking through their own personal trauma and difficulty right now that maybe can't see the other mm-hmm. side? What would you tell them? Because so often words elude us. I think we can all remember times when we were in a really dark place mm-hmm. and it seemed like nobody had the right words. So it's kind of an impossible task, and you don't have to have the perfect words, but, you know, what would you say based on what you've learned with, you know, mind, body, connectiveness, and you're checking in with yourself to someone who's going through something really hard?
Keep going. Keep going. Trust. And know without a doubt that everything you need is already there. You are already whole. Oftentimes when we get distanced from that place of home within us, where we start to struggle and we move into those dark places, and we all move through those dark places. Again, loss and grief is in essence part of the human experience. And, you know, I myself, you know, you and I were speaking, Angela, relative to my own healing journey. 5 years ago on November 30th, which is my birthday, I had a significant mental health crisis. I ended up in the hospital after a suicide attempt, and it's like it sideswiped me. At that point, you know, most people that knew me would never in a million years imagine that I struggled so deeply with my mental health, in particular depression. And, you know, my life imploded in 2017. Lots of different things happened, and I thought I had it. I, you know, hadn't functioned with really, or hadn't experienced really, really, you know, dark days for a very long time since I was younger. And so it really kind of pulled the carpet out from under me, and I kept thinking, I've got this. And then I didn't. And the fall was very fast. And, you know, I made a decision. And I'm so incredibly grateful and incredibly fortunate that I had an opportunity to keep going. And all I can say is it's so worth it. I have spent literally the last 5 years of my life daily, diligently practicing all that I speak to in the book, are all the tools and resources that I myself have utilized to move through my healing journey, which has now shifted into a growth journey. And I have now this incredible opportunity to utilize that experience to, again, walk with others who are in deep struggle so that they may navigate their own healing and growth journey. And just hang on to that little, even if it's the little teeniest, tiniest bit of hope, hold on to it and just recognize that it literally baby toe steps. And that's how I navigated it. Baby toe steps. It doesn't all need to happen. Healing is a journey. It's a process. It takes time. You're going to have moments where you feel like you're growing, and there's going to be times you feel like you're regressing. But keep going. Keep taking the baby steps. Seek support and help. Whatever that looks like for you, make the call. And, you know, that was my mantra when I ended up in the hospital in November of 2017. And I was like, how did I get here? Like, how did I get here? And I remember thinking, okay, well, what am I going to do with this? Like, how do I move forward from here? And that's when I really committed to Julie Thayer Yoga and this idea that I was going to be transparent in terms of sharing my own mental health journey in hopes, again, that would support others. And I remember having a conversation with myself saying, okay, Jules, if you put yourself out there, you need to be ready for all of it, right? Not everybody necessarily is going to be kind or understanding, especially when we're putting ourselves out there in terms of social media and trying to, you know, reach and communicate with the people for whom we hope our message lands. And this was my little mantra. If it helps one person, just one person, make a different phone call, seek the support that I didn't when I was in my darkest moment, it will all be worth it. And so when I have the vulnerability hangovers, when, like, even today, I'll leave and I'll have this little vulnerability hangovers because I feel like I've just put it out there like a big giant matzo ball. But that's the point, is, you know, sharing, being transparent, and just knowing that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. We are all struggling. We all are needing and seeking support at some point in our lives. So reach out to those that you trust. Again, it's really important. Safe places and spaces. Absolutely. You know, and just trusting that brighter days will come, and that there is a gift in, there is a gift. And I know this sounds almost contrite, and the word is failing me right now, but that there is a tremendous gift to be found if we choose to kindly, compassionately sit with the darkness within us. And once we are able to do that and sort of pull that layer away and get to the heart of the matter and the source of the discomfort, the pain, then we can begin to actively heal. And we truly have this opportunity to step back into the light again. And generally speaking, as a better version of ourselves, mm-hmm. the opportunity to human better with greater compassion, with more love. And we live in a world that is starving for that. So the more we start to have these conversations, the more we build connection with one another and hold space and have empathy for the darkness that each one of us has to navigate and move through in life, instead of turning away from it and pretending like, oh no, life's a bowl of cherries. Everything's always fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all know that that is just a fallacy, right? And so being able to show up for ourselves first and foremost, that self-care piece, And then once we're in that, once we've been able to accomplish that and really feel centered within ourselves and really have that capacity again to step into our purpose and passion, then it's contagious. Then the ripple effect is huge. It ripples out from us into our most intimate relationships, into our communities, and into the world that we live in. And that's where I feel like healing starts. It starts right here in this room with you and I, mm-hmm. Angela, you know, and being able to ripple out and radiate, you know, a transformative, you know, opportunity to have real authentic conversation with one another about what life really is all about. And it's the goodness and it's the challenge, it's the light, it's the dark, and we can't escape that. All that we can do is meet it, you know, again, through mindfulness and daily intentional living, and so on.
Let's talk about your book launch. I'm so excited for this. This sounds amazing. Banjo Cider, this Sunday, the 27th, 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, I am so excited. And, you know, for me, this this event is a gratitude celebration. And it's November 27th. If I could have had it on November 30th, I would have, because I always now, with November 30th, I'm always like, what new memories can I create around, you know, a day that is an anniversary of a day, it's my birthday, that, you know, speaks to the growth, speaks to the transformation that's gone on in the last 5 years. And so with the book and the success of the book, it just, for me, felt so intuitively right to throw this gratitude celebration on Sunday at Banjo Cider, which I'm so excited about. I do believe, as long as the weather's good, it'll be a nice little indoor-outdoor event, maybe some fire pits going. My intention is to do a reading from the book. But really, it's just this invitation to gather family, friends, those that have been instrumental in, you know, the crafting of this book, inspired it, empowered it. And those that, you know, walked with me in my darkest days, I call them my earth angels. I have been so, you know, blessed in that regard. I just have so many incredible people in my life that chose to make that journey with me when I was not the very best version of myself, and yet they walked with me. So it really is this gratitude celebration. We are a full house already, which is amazing. You know, I'm so grateful for that. And obviously just, you know, from, you know, restrictions due to capacity and so on, you know, we have to sort of cap that. But that being said, you know, I put the invitation out there that, you know, if any of this conversation has resonated and, you know, one does find themselves struggling in that dark place and you are seeking some sort of, you know, a connection or a support, I always, you know where to find me, you know, at Julie Theriyoga on Instagram. You know, people can message me there. I might not necessarily have all the answers, but I also am able to redirect to the resource and support that may make the most sense relative to, you know, what somebody is currently moving through. So, yes, Banjo Cider, and I'm very excited because North of 48 Grazing is going to be providing all the wonderful nourishment for the event, and I just think it's going to be a wonderful, you know, opportunity to bring people together to, you know, celebrate community, to celebrate connection, to celebrate whole health, and to recognize that this journey of life is a challenging one, but it is a beautiful journey, and the beauty is a result of this juxtaposition of light and dark, and how we choose to meet that and show up as our authentic selves with one another and support that conversation.
Julie Thayer, your book Reclaimed, A Transformative Yoga and Self-Care Guide for Women's Empowered Healing is available now. So get it. Thank you for spending the time with me this morning to talk.
Angela, thank you so much for holding the space.
The commute traffic on 105.5. It's